Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, we are back. Dave, we're back. Would you like to welcome everybody back?
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you wondered, you know, you're tuned across the dial wondering where you are, well, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. AM, FM, hot and cold, we are live from
Here you go. Hey, Dave, before we get to your trivia, we have a caller that hasn't answered you to your question, so I'm throwing it to you. Would you like to do your trivia, then take the caller, or take the caller and do your trivia later? It's up to you.
Oh, no, I'll take the call.
All right. Well, we have Paul. Paul calling in from New Jersey. Welcome,
hey,
Paul.
It's me.
Hi, it's you.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Paul?
Say hi to
I'm
Dave.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're
excellent.
Doing. Happy New Year, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So do you do any exercise at all, Paul? And if so, what have you found that you can, have you found anything you can do at home?
I'm responding to your exercise question.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, okay. Speak to you?
Yes, sir. Speak to me, buddy.
Okay.
I'm listening, all ears.
I exercise every night, 7 nights a week for 1 hour. I'm 100% blind. I use a Total Gym.
And so what's that?
I'm sorry?
What's the Total Gym?
What is a Total Gym?
Yeah.
Well, I can explain it to you, but if you Googled it later on, you get a better understanding.
It's probably multi, what do you call it, function.
It's got weights and different stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, what it is, it's a piece of equipment that you can lay down on.
Okay.
So that gives you the support you need and doesn't allow you to struggle with your balance because you're laying down on your back.
Right, gotcha.
Excuse me?
Got. And so you do lots of resistance stuff and...
I'm trying to explain to you, keep interrupting me.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. So what it allows me to do is, before I lost my eyesight, it has a system of pulleys that you can grab onto these pulleys and you can pull yourself up and down. I had to suspend now, so what I do now is just lay down on this board and I do leg resistance. I do crunches. You can do crunches safely from this position. You know, I do like 700-800 crunches a night when I exercise. And I do use my legs to get to build and continue to strengthen my legs, because as a blind person and the balance you have, you need to be really strong, and so that your legs can help you stand up straight in difficult times. So I also did it. I was struggling with a lot of pain, and I could not get rid of the pain. I had a lot of pain in my back, and I needed several surgeries. But while I was waiting for the surgeries and afterward, I did this exercise, and it helped relieve some of the pain. What they say is you can fight pain with pain. And I've also lost 40 pounds since I've been doing it. I went from 225 down to 182. And I feel fantastic. And I believe that as a result of this, I have the strength to resist sickness of the body and of the mind.
Well, that's great. So other people listening out there, right, Dave?
Very impressive. Yeah, the Total Gym. Good to know.
I think that David wasn't interrupting, Paul. I think we have a problem sometimes. And Chris, you back me up on this. Sometimes it seems like we're talking over the callers.
Oh, no problem. No
yeah.
Problem.
So,
there's like a delay
okay.
happening.
Yeah, it's
no problem. I understand totally.
You've been on the other side of the fence. Well, thanks for calling in, Paul. Thank you. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It.
Take care, everybody.
You too. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. So, there you go, Dave. There's
very
one
cool. I'm glad. Yeah. And others can give us a call as well. But I know we've got a special guest coming up, and I'm anxious
Well, that will be after the break. We have, I don't know, do you want to throw your trivia in 5 minutes? It's up to you, or do it after.
Yeah, sure. I could do trivia if Chris is up for it.
Okay, hey, Chris, then you'll hold the break then for a couple of minutes then.
Chris, are you up for trivia? For Dave's trivia, that is?
Well, I was holding. Lynn said hold it.
Okay. Wait.
Well,
either
no,
way.
But he took. I was just messing with you.
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Don't confuse me.
I'm ready to go either way. Hey, there's a great tune from the 70s that this is an awesome dance tune, and I want to know who did it. I think there's an actual... in the name of the band, so we can give it away for sure. I think that there's a state mentioned.
All right, well, let them play it. We can hear it
so
tonight.
Play it.
We can hear
play
it tonight.
It. Play it, play it. There we go.
Fire. Fire.
All right, there you go. That's a tune for those who go back to the 70s, the dance tunes of that time, kind of the beginning of certainly before disco, that a little more funk. So I did that for you, Chris. That's my time. Actually, the Funkadelic and those guys here, I like quite a bit.
Oh, so. Yeah. You was hitting on something with that one for me.
Yeah. Well, and me too. So
that was right in my era.
Yeah, we grew up at different schools together, I think.
Right. Listen.
So if anyone knows who did that song, which I know you do, give us a call at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by, so call right away.
All right, so I have Eugene on the phone line from Clearwater who wants to talk to you a little bit about the exercising tip as well.
Okay, I know that Eugene couldn't know about that tune that I just played, but exercise is good. So.
That was before Eugene time. Eugene's kind of new in the category.
Hi, Eugene.
Exactly.
hello, Eugene.
Hey, Michael. How y'all doing?
Hi.
How's it going with you?
I'm doing all right.
Clearwater, Florida.
So what do you do about exercise there, Eugene?
Yeah, the gentleman that called a while ago about the Total Gym, that was promoted by Norris, and it works off your body resistance. You know, you can do 20, 40, 60% of your body weight on this machine. But I've got the Total Gym. I got a Weezer Gym that works for chest press, butterflies, lat pull downs, leg extensions. Then I got the Bowflex Select Tech weights that go up to 52 pounds. You can select what you want for curls. And then the treadmill. And I'm not on it as much as I should be. I'm on it about twice a week.
Okay, so tell me something. Tell me something, Eugene. So if I were, there's no way I can afford all those things. But if I were to choose just one, what would you suggest?
I'd say
for a guy in his early 60s.
I'd say the Total Gym because it's easy to do and you can do numerous things with it.
Yeah, well, you already said the right word, easy to do. That's the key. So, that's cool. So is it like super expensive? Do I have to like mortgage the house?
Well, yeah, they delivered it. I got it in the mail or it came UPS, I think it was. But it was easy to set up and everything.
Okay.
I don't remember what the price is on it because I bought it back in 2002.
Maybe I just need to go over and check yours out.
Yeah. Do what?
So I said, I'm just joking. I just said, I need to come over and check yours out, but it sounds like a cool device. So
now the Weezer Gym, I bought it from my neighbor across the street. He had it on a garage sale and I bought it for 50. And it costs probably about $400 or $500 if you buy one.
Oh yeah. Well, $50, I can afford that. That I could swing.
All righty. Well, thank you, Eugene, for.
Yeah, thanks, Eugene.
We appreciate it. We'll
good tip.
Thanks, all right, Eugene. Appreciate it. Take care. Chris, we have any winners yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting. 407-894-1680.
Well, one more minute, Dave, because we have to go to break.
I can't believe I had a stumper, but yeah, it's possible. Oh, yeah, 407-894-1680. Please give us a call and tell me who did that trivia tune.
Did you ever have a trivia day that somebody didn't guess?
I think I did a long time ago. It was a sad day though. It took me a couple of days to get over it. So I'm hoping somebody will call in quickly and bail me out on this one. So if not, it's okay. I'll deal with it. I can deal with the Jacksonville getting beat by Kansas City earlier today. So. I can certainly deal with
poor Jaguars.
Yeah, I know. They tried though.
Yeah.
I think they gave it a good go. All right. Well.
Hold on. Wait. Oh.
Ding, 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 ding. There's someone calling. I feel it. Chris, you have someone for us.
We'll take them.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, are you there?
Or not. Any...
All right. It's our good friend, Miss Shirley.
Okay.
Shirley, good.
He's not, all right. Shirley
from Ohio. How you doing?
Hi, Shirley.
Okay, how are you?
Shirley, somehow or another, I feel this is rather ironic that
you're calling. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I was thinking I knew who it was, and now you've kind of
darn it.
That I must be right.
Oh, I gave you an extra hint. Well, that's okay. I want to give it away, so I don't feel bad about it.
I'm going to say it's the Ohio Players.
And who guessed it? Shirley from Ohio.
Shirley from Ohio with the Ohio Players.
Okay, what's the answer, Shirley?
She gave the answer. That was the answer.
Okay.
You did good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling,
Yay,
Shirley.
Yay, Shirley.
Okay. Chris, let's go to break. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
And she's the voice on one of our commercials, too. Thanks, Shirley. All right, we're going. We're gone. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after these messages.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and background who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep, all free. JBI can also help you or someone you love celebrate the Jewish holidays with Matzorim, Yizkor prayers, and more. They offer a 16-month Jewish holiday calendar in Braille and large print. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, Call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, looks like we're back, Dave.
We are indeed back. You are tuned to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got Lynn and Dave, and Michael is in the wings. He's back there somewhere. I think he's cooking up a cake or something.
Yeah, he'll be back. Sure. Let's give out the phone number again, Dave.
I think we should. Let's see. According to this, it's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Okay.
If you want to give a call in, but we got a guest coming up.
Yeah, we do. I was getting worried because she wasn't unmuting herself. So I was going to tell her to call the studio, but she's unmuted. So let's welcome Heather Edwards. And Heather is the president of the South Carolina chapter of Foundation Fighting Blindness. Hello, wow. Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Lynn. Hey, David and
Hi.
Michael.
So How nice to meet you. Yeah.
Very nice to meet you as well.
Yeah.
Thanks
for having me on. Yeah. We met on LinkedIn and I thought, you know what? Let's get you on the show. And thanks to Foundation Fighting Blindness and Mickey, she got you on the show.
Yeah, so exactly. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
LinkedIn is such a great place to find people with similar interests.
It is, yeah. So Heather, tell people a little bit about your visual impairment and then also about how you got involved with what's the one on Looney Tunes?
I know what I was trying to do.
I think I'll have a drink of water.
That's That'll okay.
Okay. So tell us.
Aren't you so glad you came in here at just the right time to
we get a little loopy.
Hopefully to straighten this out. Heather.
I mean, it's a Sunday night, so who isn't loopy?
We really do appreciate you being there.
Oh my goodness.
And
anxious to find out about you.
So tell us.
Yeah, of course. So I was diagnosed with achromatopsia, which is a form of cone dystrophy. I guess the best way to describe that is very similar to macular degeneration, but not age-related. So I was born with it. And got diagnosed when I was about 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in that area. So always knew that there was an issue, always had really thick Coke bottle kind of looking glasses, and always squinted a lot because I'm very light sensitive. So always kind of thought there was something different, but didn't get really diagnosed until I went to the Storm Eye Institute in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a native of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So that's my closest low vision center. And then from there, it's just been a journey of figuring it all out, you know, coping with life and rolling with the punches a lot and just finding what works for you. And then I just recently got involved with the foundation this past December, and it was a non-existent chapter whenever I was contacted, and they were looking for someone to revamp the area. COVID had kind of dismantled everything, as you can imagine, no more fundraising or in-person events. And so just looking for someone to regather and regroup. And I said, sure.
And Heather, Heather, yes, not to interrupt, but you're a finance coordinator, correct?
I am. So in my full-time job, the job that pays my bills, I am a senior finance coordinator at a different nonprofit called Community Solutions, which works to solve homelessness throughout different communities in the world.
And good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love nonprofits. What can I say?
That's what
you do important work with the foundation fighting blindness too, and of course you're nice and energetic, and that helps to get things rolling in that area. So they are lucky to have you.
So
thanks so much.
What type of membership or you know, in the community do you have now with that new chapter?
So at this point, like I said, it's been about 9 months now, and I have around 40 members, which is pretty great. Since I grew up in Myrtle Beach and kind of just have stayed in the area since then, I have a lot of connections, which really helps just from working in a chamber of commerce before this new nonprofit role. So knowing a lot of business owners and other nonprofits really helped me to connect with the community and reach out to people. And in the beginning, it was a lot of one-on-one calls with people, doing like a lot of hands-on work, just explaining who we were, what my goal was as a president. And I still like to do that just as a personal touch. But, you know, I have gotten to the point where now I have two other people in leadership. One of them you had on a couple weeks ago, Mike Garrigan. Yeah, what a nice guy. I bought his book. Oh my gosh, isn't it I don't know if you finished.
Not to interrupt, this is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi. Anybody in North Carolina,
South Carolina,
and from around the Myrtle Beach area especially, if you are listening, call in. Love to speak to you. 407-894-1680.
Talk to Heather.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
894-1680. Call in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Miss, do you have any special events that are going on in South Carolina that you want to plug while you're on? You don't have to.
That's a great question. I'm so happy you asked that. I've been kind of busy this year, actually, and so far, we have done two DIY fundraisers. Mike did the one with his book, where the funds are donated, which was great, obviously.
Very generous.
So generous. And then I held a Yoga in the Dark event where participants paid a donation to be able to do yoga with a mask on emulated retinopigmentosa. And I raised about a little over $700 for my first fundraiser. And it was so great to combine two of the things that I'm passionate about, yoga and fundraising for FFB.
That is neat.
Coming up, I have a speaker series, my first speaker series that I planned. I have three different speakers, and the theme is Light Your Way, Transitioning Through Vision Loss, because it will be held at a candle bar. So afterwards, participants can make a candle of their choice, with assistance if needed, obviously. And I'm really excited about it, and I get to partner with some small businesses like my friends who just opened a candle bar in Myrtle Beach, and just so happy to be able to raise awareness and support local businesses at the same time.
So Miss Heather, I have to ask you this, and it's going to sound really stupid, but a candle bar, does that mean there's a bar like alcohol connected with it too?
I can see where you would think that. They do offer.
I'm thinking probably not, but
some,
you know,
places have
might
wine
be an idea.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's fun to drink a little something and do an activity
sometimes. You know.
So, you know, it makes it a little more exciting, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
but yeah, they do offer the option to buy it. So we won't be providing it, but there is the option to buy it from the store directly. So sweet. That is totally your choice. If
and
you
that's
want.
A perfect time of the year for that too, for gift giving. People could make candles.
Exactly. So what the candle bar is also doing is I am getting to create a candle specifically that they're going to make and sell online for the FFB during the month of October. And getting to create that with my chapter this coming week. And then some of the proceeds that are made from the online ordering will go back to the FFB. So that'll be my first national fundraiser because they ship to anywhere in the United States.
But Heather, I would like to buy one. Where would we see that link to buy it?
Sure. So I will send it to you for your personal use. Okay. In the email link. And then for everyone else, the candle bar is called Lucid Coast Candle Bar, and it's located in Myrtle Beach. They have a website, and it's just lucidcoastcandlebar.com. So very easy to find. If anyone follows me on social media, I'll also post it in my links on social media as well.
I wish I was up in Myrtle Beach. I'd be signing up right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
David could be your resident musician. David is a talented musician.
Oh, awesome. I really wanted to do like a music event. Yeah, that would be so great.
As a matter of fact, Heather, after you get off and we go to after our next break, David said he was going to try playing the guitar today on Zoom, see how it sounds.
Oh, cool. Maybe you'll listen. Awesome.
I mean, you can hang on if you want and just be muted and listen to Dave if you feel like it.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you.
Yeah. So
that will be, I don't want to be too painful or anything. Actually, I don't even have, I better grab my guitar and make sure it still works.
So tell the South Carolina people again who are listening, and we know they're listening, but they're shy. They don't call in. So how to reach the new chapter in South Carolina?
So to reach the chapter, anyone can email me. My email address is haedward1223@gmail.com. Or if you want to put it a little more simply, you could just email our chapter engagement coordinator, and her name is Chelsea, and her email is warr@fightingblindness.org. So either one of those people can get in touch with us. If you go to the foundation's website, our contact information is actually listed on there as well, in case you didn't catch those emails. So feel free to just search it on the foundation website, or we do have a Facebook and Instagram page as well.
Wow, look
so
at you.
So lots of places.
You haven't I'm wasted any to time be, in 9 months, have you?
No, I really haven't. I try to be efficient, you know. I like to accomplish
this
a lot.
This is Michael. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Is North Carolina part of, can it be part of, or is it North Carolina different, separate than South Carolina?
So North Carolina, interestingly enough, has two chapters because it is so large and there are so many people. So I believe there's a Triangle area chapter, and then there's a Charlotte chapter within itself. Wow. And South Carolina has its own chapter just for South Carolina. But in the future, we are kind of hoping to split that into regions, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but South Carolina is a very large state, and it's really difficult to host an in-person event and expect someone that might be a member, but it lives 5 hours away to attend your event. So I'm trying to be very conscious about that and change the location of events throughout the years, and host a lot of online virtual socials.
Yeah, those are the best.
Two of those so far, and they've been pretty successful. And then we're going to do a holiday one as well on December 6th. So excited to just keep growing and keep meeting people that, you know, are going through something similar, and just being able to give them a place to have support and be able to talk about what they're going through and what works for some people that other people benefit from. And that's why I really like this show as well. You guys have some great advertisements for things that I've never even heard of, but are just so interesting every time I find out about them. And so happy that you guys have the space to do that.
All righty. Well, we're so happy that you joined us tonight, Heather. We really are.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And you're welcome to listen.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, you can welcome to stay on if you'd like and listen to the rest of the show.
Hey, congratulations for doing all that good work in 9 months. Like I say, they're lucky to have you. South Carolina is going to be is going places.
Yeah, I think we are as well. Thanks so much for saying that.
You're welcome. Okay, Chris, let's go to break and then we come back and Dave's going to honor us with his guitar playing.
Yeah, whatever that's going to be. Let's see. I still haven't thought about it yet. I've been thinking about the show. I'll come up with something.
All righty.
Don't worry. I got my fingers crossed. Here we go.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show
Whenever
up.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show, this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you haven't had an order yet from Just Bagels, you're making a big mistake. Just Bagels, I love it. We get them all the time, Just Bagels. My favorite is everything. Lynn, what's your favorite?
My favorite now is the sun-dried tomato. And don't forget the code, BB15. Pardon me. You'll get 15% off your first order. All right. By the way, I like that words of wisdom that Sheila contributed.
That's right. I was going to comment on that too.
Get up, dress up, and show up. I love it.
That's right.
All right. Speaking of showing up.
Okay, David.
David, are you showing up?
Okay, David, let's hear your thing.
Yeah, showing up.
Play your guitar.
All right.
Well, I'll try.
We'll be quiet.
And I did it. We did enjoy having Heather on here just a little bit ago.
She's still listening. She's still listening. So you better do this really
well,
baby.
Exactly. Well, here's a song for all the hurricanes. You know, we've had so many hurricanes. Lee is pounding the Northeast and Canada, and of course we've had our own. So here's a song by a great Scott. Songwriter that know all about storms over there. So this is by Duke McLean, because I'm ready for the storm. Well, the waves crashed and the tide rose out. It's an angry sea, there is no doubt. The lighthouse will keep shining out to warn this lonely sailor. And the wind is thin and the wind is cold. Till the sailor's bones, till the sailor's soul. Till there's nothing left for me to hold. Sail the rolling ocean. And I am ready for a storm. It's already, I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Will not give me mercy for my dreams. As every confrontation seems to tell me what it really means to be this lonely sailor. I know when to take me by the hand. Why you love me, woman, love me. Yes, I should have realized I had no reason to be frightened. Yes, and I am ready
for the storm. Yes, already I'm ready for the storm. Ready for the storm. Well, no mercy there is no little friend. Time will take its time, and you will find that in the end, it needs to be this lonely sailor. Ah, yes, and I'm ready for the storm. Yes, already I'm ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm.
All right, so there you go, a tune by Doogie McLean.
Unfortunately, we couldn't hear the guitar part. We could hear you singing, but I'm sure the audience heard the whole thing. Thank you so much.
All right. You never know in these play with this particular setup, but it was worth a shot, right?
Well, we appreciate it. All righty. So, David, did you want to talk a little bit more about your working out?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Or the other topic.
We got some good tips on the on exercise, and people are certainly welcome to call in regarding that at 407-894-1680. Like, if you do exercise, what would be your preference? Using a machine? Do you just do sit-ups, or maybe just getting off the couch is sometimes is good exercise? So for some of us. No, the other topic I wanted to bring up, and they've still got time to call in.
Yeah, Michael can chime in on that one.
Yeah, the other subject, I must admit, I stole from a Facebook technology page that they had posted a question I thought was very interesting. And that's for the blind people that are out there, if you had a device or item at your home that you use regularly, for something other than what it was designed for. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. And Lynn said that Michael does this as well, as the a rubber band blind people can use to identify different things. So
I take my rubber band around one particular medicine. Another medicine, I do it two or three times, so I know the difference. If I feel the rubber bands one time around, I know it's one medicine. If it's a couple times, two or three times, I know it's another medicine.
You also use those bumps, those tactile bumps. Yes. On yeah. Bottles.
Yeah, and everybody finds a way that works best for them. So people can tell us about that. But
and when we would talk about exercise, we didn't talk about one thing that's very important. I exercise big time with a spoon. Very big, with a spoon or fork. I take my hand and I put it in the food, and then I put it back to my mouth, and I keep on doing that. And that's very good exercise.
Yeah, but then you have to do something after that to supplement.
I do.
To complement the eating.
I do something after that. I have a glass of water.
Oh, very good. Well, I know you. I did hear you mention at one point that you squeegee the shower. So that's some exercise right there. So that's
I yell at him if he doesn't wipe down the wall. So that's exercise.
I understand. Yeah.
She's always yelling at me.
That's true.
Dave wouldn't
do
that.
Wait a minute. It's Dave National Wife's Day. What did I
Dave,
call it?
Dave wouldn't do that.
No, but National, I do understand the importance.
Wife Appreciation Day. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, David, don't forget to tell Brenda that today is Wife Appreciation Day.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to tell her. Absolutely. And I'm going to show her how much I appreciate her when she gets home.
There you go.
She's off babysitting right now, folks.
I know. You know what? While we're waiting for some callers, just in case I don't get my two cents in, let me just tell you who's joining us next week, and then we'll go back to your callers, Dave. Okay.
Who is calling next week?
Who? Mike from Miami. No, Mike from Aventura. You never called back, but Happy New Year.
Oh, Mike.
I have a hunch that's what he wanted.
I would like to have said something to him.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody, we're not going off yet, but I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Liz Alexa, and she's got some big news for you guys. And Carolyn Bradley and Jeanette Von Dick from eSight, and our good friend Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications, and much, much more.
Oh, wow. It's a full house.
Our friend Liz will be guest co-hosting because she's feeling better, and we can't wait to hear her good news.
You know, sometime those people driving around the car with cars and that are sighted, I'd love to hear from you too. Folks that are sighted, tell me about how you think about the show.
Sure. We like sighted
people.
It would
be very nice
to
hear from you. As we put the show together, it was for you as well, the sighted people, so we can know about us blind folks. That's what I wanted to do when I put the show together. That was one of my main purposes. Have the sighted people know about the blind people.
Yeah, realistic. So
we'd love to hear from you. Tell me how you like the show or don't like the show. That you listen to the show. Why you listen to the show. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. Please call in 407-894-1680.
All right. So you got all kinds of reasons you can call in, or just to say, hey, is cool too. But we appreciate all of our fine listeners from the Bahamas up to Canada and all around.
Wasn't it something how the storm went all the way up the East Coast, Dave? And then where does it go? To Canada and Maine.
Those poor guys up there in Canada. That's tough.
One little town in Massachusetts got
that
messed
wasn't
up.
From the hurricane.
That's what it was.
I don't think so. The flash flooding.
Yeah, the rain.
Yeah, I don't think that was directly related.
I don't know, but they I remember seeing that stuff on TV. It was terrible with the folks and some of the folks in New England went through.
Yeah.
And then only 20 miles to the west, they don't, hardly felt anything. Any experienced any winds or rain or nothing. So
I'm keeping an eye on I have two Facebook pages that I follow, Mike's weather page out of Tampa, and well, actually three. And Brian Norcross, we've been following him on Facebook since Hurricane Andrew in 1992. I mean, he saved so many lives. He was so calm. And I like to read him because no hype. And Mike's weather page, really, there's no hype. And then I found another one. His name is Dennis Phillips. He's also out of Tampa. He's also on television. I forget which channel. I think it's ABC. But he's terrific, too. Yeah. So, but I'm watching this. And here in Florida, it's hurricane season until November 30th. But when it hits Halloween, I'm done.
So, yeah, we're never done here until Christmas time. Right.
No, in November it is very rare. So any callers, Chris, or no?
All's peaceful.
Chris not even there.
He went home.
He went home.
No, actually, I'm right here.
Taking a jog.
I was communicating with Carter about some stuff. So no, we good. The country man is in the building.
He's on. He was on. I thought you were using Total Gym.
The last time I was Total was I was a Total Package.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah, he is a Total Package.
Remember one thing, folks. As I started the show, I said something very important to those who remember. It's not how many times you've been knocked down, but how many times you keep on coming back. Because we've all been knocked down one way or another in life. And you got to keep on coming back. That's the important thing in life. For those who've never been knocked down, I never met a person who's never been knocked down, never had a misfortune of one kind or another.
Yes, some don't want to admit it.
Yes, you have. You've met me. I've been knocked down on several occasions. I just don't stay down.
But I'm saying you've been knocked down.
Yeah, he said he never met someone that was not knocked down.
I heard it the other way around. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, no.
I said it. But I have never met anyone who has not been knocked down one way or another in life. A mistake, a problem. Very important. Keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. That's the big thing. And also,
to have a plan B. If you're trying for A, trying for something, have a backup for something, because you might never get A. So go to Ben B. If you don't know what I'm talking about, call in sometime. We can discuss it on the radio, 407-894-1680. If you don't know about A, plan A or plan B, I'd love to tell you about it, because if you don't know, you should know. That's the story.
Well, thank you, David.
Thank you, Ms. David. Lynn. Thank you, Mr. Crystal. Michael.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
And hey, anytime.
A pleasure as always, man.
New engineer didn't call in to say hello. I guess he was shy.
but better luck next time. That's okay.
Yeah.
And hello to our buddy in the studio.
Yeah. Hi, Carter.
Hello. Hey, Carter. What's
cooking, buddy? Say hello. I heard him say hello.
Carter.
And Chris already sent me my caller list, so I know we're going off. It's official. I hear the little click. I hear the click, and I know that's Chris.
Well, listen, folks.
Have a good show.
We got to go, but we'll be right back. We'll be right back in 1 week. So don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Thank you for letting us in your homes, wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Check out our webpage.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Chris Shaw. Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Thank you, Dave.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you